Louisiana's coast is disappearing for a few reasons: natural sinking of the land, saltwater intrusion, and sea level rise. Now there's another threat, a little tiny bug from the other side of the ocean. It's killing plants and destroying marshes at the mouth of the river, creating problems for the state and the shipping industry. WWNO's Travis Lux reports.
Down in the marsh near the mouth of the Mississippi River, roseocane is everywhere. It grows tall and bright green as far as the eye can see. But suddenly, a lot of it's been dying, and that has state officials worried. So they're sending biologists like Todd Baker to go check it out. From the front of a boat, Baker bends over and grabs a long, slender piece of cane. It's brown and half dead. He peels it apart to reveal the killer, a tiny little insect.
So it's, if you look at your, say, your fingernail on your pinky, the adult version can get almost that big.
It's sometimes called a scale. It's sometimes called a mealybug. Baker works for the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. He says no matter what you call it, it's an invasive species. They come from either China or Japan. He's not sure how they got here, maybe by boat, but regardless, they're hungry and they love roseocane.
It crawls on the plant, it burrows, or puts a little nose into the cane and withdraws the sap, and that's what kills it.
When the cane dies, so do its roots.
It takes a lot to kill it. The fact that it's being killed this quickly is alarming. I've never seen anything like this.
And when the roots die, the soil loosens and can easily be washed into the main river channel. Lots of land has been lost already.
Thousands of acres over a short period of time.
The Army Corps, which dredges the river, and the state found out about the problem about a year ago. From the stern of his huge ship, a pilot looked down on the marsh as he made his way up the river. And he noticed that the cane looked a little patchy and reported it.
This is a big, 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 big issue for Louisiana.
That's Captain Michael Miller. He is the president of the Associated Branch Pilots, a group that pilots ships on the Mississippi. He worries that the dying cane will make the job harder. Roso is what holds the riverbanks together, and if the banks start to disintegrate, that could require more maintenance for the Army Corps.
There'll have to be constant dredging to keep that channel open because it'll be the sands from the Gulf of Mexico and mud and whatnot will be able to wash back and forth.
So what can be done to control it? Well, that's what Dr. Rodrigo Diaz is trying to figure out. He's an entomologist at LSU. He studies insects, and he's leading the team looking for solutions. He says there have been a couple initial ideas, but they all have drawbacks. In China, for example, they burn the cane to get rid of the bug, but that's not an option here, because burning a bunch of dead grass next to oil pipelines isn't a good idea. They could use pesticides, but that might hurt fish and shrimp. So before they propose any kind of solution, Diaz says they just need to know more. He's not sure, for example, if the insect is entirely to blame here.
Seems to be that it's a combination of stressors that are this actually resulted in the die-offs.
Like saltwater intrusion and erosion. So Diaz and his research team are going to run some experiments to figure all that out. He says it'll be at least 6 months before they get their first results. If you're thinking that sounds like a long time for such a fast-moving problem, Diaz says he gets it, but good science takes time.
So we want to do it, you know, properly rather than going into and spending millions of dollars to do something that may do more harm, you know?
That's why they don't want to just spray pesticides or burn all the dead cane off. In the meantime, though, the bugs aren't losing their appetite. For WWNO, I'm Travis Lux.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Koi Poo Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, and you, our local listeners.